Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. You're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we got Ray Keating on the show. Ray is a longtime member of our Brain Trust going all the way back to 1999. That means later this year he'll celebrate his 11th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. It's something his mother is so proud of him for. But more importantly, she's proud of him because he's chief economist at the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. And he's the author of U.S. by the Numbers, also D.C. by the Numbers, and another book or two in that series. And more importantly, though, he's our good friend, Ray Keating. Welcome back.
Morning, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back.
My mother doesn't really have a clue as to what I do for a living.
I figured she'd hear you on my show and say, so, son, it's come to this. It's come to this.
That's right.
My mother's 85, and she told somebody the other day, she said, I don't know what he does, but I think he must be pretty good at it.
That sounds very familiar, Jim. I don't know what it is about mothers and what we do for a living, but that sounds really familiar.
Well, when your mother is is one of the GI generation, if you don't make something at a factory or drive it, something like that, she has a hard time understanding. That was so funny. I don't know what he does, but I think he must be pretty good at it. I mean, I know she knows that I have a radio show and that I ride and things like that, but I don't know that I think she doesn't know how I make a living at it. I think she still wishes I'd get a regular job.
That's right. There you go. Go make something of yourself, will you, please?
That's right. So it's come to this. Ray, what are you seeing out there? What are consumers telling us these days about the economy?
Well, the latest numbers, they're still worried. I mean, that's the bottom line. And when I say worried, when you look, some recent consumer confidence numbers that came out, they're very worried. I mean, the gauge of consumer confidence is still at a long-time low. We had a...
In your lifetime, do you remember this level of and length of concern and consternation?
No, and I think those two words that you said there, the length is critical and how low it is. And so, no, those two things are
we're seeing similar. We're seeing we're seeing similar recordings by small business owners. It's tracking very closely.
Yep, exactly. And it's all tied together, obviously. Consumers are worried when they, as I'm talking to you here, I'm looking online and the latest employment numbers came out in February that we lost another 36,000 payroll jobs. That was down. It seems like the unemployment rate is 9.7%.
That's a mythical number, right? You and I both know that's a mythical number.
Right. I understand what you're saying because you have to look at the only reason that has stayed somewhat steady is because of the large number of people that have simply dropped out of the labor.
That's the point. And the only good thing about that number is we don't really know what the real number is.
That's right.
Right?
Because that would
send us all to bed for a week.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's critical to remember. When you look at the decline in the labor force over the last, I guess almost a year now that the labor force participation rate has declined, all these things feed into the worry, and understandably so. And I think, consumers, they're worried about the labor market. That ties in. Obviously, they're worried about business conditions. They're not seeing jobs being created, so those are all feeding into to the continuing glum feeling that's out there in the economy.
Can we derive some kind of good news from those reports? 38,000 payroll jobs lost. We don't like the number, but we got to like the trend. Is that can we be excited about the trend, Ray? Give me something here.
Well, yeah, compared to losing, for example, over 600,000 jobs in a month, which was the case in late 08 and early 09.
Right.
Sure, we're better off now. But
thank you.
You're welcome.
I feel better.
So, yes, but the fact that, you know, we've only had one, in terms of payroll job numbers, we've only had one month over the last, my goodness, you know, I guess almost 2 years. Well, 2 years.
Well, 24 of 25 months we've lost jobs, haven't we?
Yeah, so we've only had one positive month in there on the payroll.
In two years.
Yeah, actually a little over.
That's pretty hairy. That's pretty ugly.
Yeah, and there's a reason, you know, you've seen some economists call this the Great Recession.
Yeah.
And you know what? When you look at the numbers, you can make the case.
It qualifies. Yeah, that's not hyperbole at all. Hold on to that thought. Ray Keating is our guest. He's with the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBECouncil.org. Organization I've been telling you about for over 12 years. Twittytail, stay with us. We'll be right back.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up.
Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to check out my newsletter. Subscribe to that. We'll send it to you by email Sunday afternoon. Every Sunday afternoon. Been doing that now for over 11 years. And, of course, our blog is there. You can check that out. The archives, the articles, the Brain Thrust members, the knowledge base, askjim.biz. 5 seconds, 15 minutes, whatever time you have on any topic. Under the Small Business Sun, we got something there for you at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Ray Keating is our guest. SBECouncil.org is the website where his organization can be found. He's the chief economist there. Of course, Karen Kerrigan is the president. She's one of our heroes. Ray, we're talking about we just got through talking about jobs and consumer confidence, and neither one of those are very good news.
Well, Let me tell you something. Can I inject something real quick?
Please.
With the jobs issue?
Please.
You know, I'm hot off the presses type thing. I'm looking at this report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and there is a few positive signals in this report. First off, you know, we get the unemployment rate from the household survey. So while the payroll survey said that jobs were down 36,000, the household survey is where we get the unemployment rate from. And the household survey, I understand, tends to capture more entrepreneurial activity, startup stuff, people, you know, getting businesses rolling,
right,
that aren't quite ready for the payroll survey. And interestingly, you've got some increase, actually, for 2 months in a row now. Employment, according to the household survey, has increased. So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And actually, with the revised numbers, because last month were revised, the civilian labor force has increased a little bit. So there's a glimmer here. I mean, you got to understand where we're coming from, the depths that we hit. And there's some other indicators, you know, manufacturing starting to turn a little bit. Now, again, the bottom line question, you know, is this sustainable, number one? And number two is, if we are in the beginnings of an economic recovery, what kind of recovery is it going to be? And I think that's where,
right,
I think that's where we still face
trouble. What's the nature of it? What's the quality of it? What's the sustainability of it? On the unemployment percentage, the reason why I think that's a dangerous number and a number we don't really need to think about much is because this unemployment condition, as we said earlier, is so broad and deep that you can start seeing people getting hired back. And because there's so many people who are off the books, so to speak, that would be absorbed, start being absorbed into the marketplace, You could have a lot of new hiring going on and the unemployment number not change all that much for a while. What do you think?
Yeah, well, you know, to be honest with you, the unemployment rate has never been one of my favorite indicators to look
but,
at.
But I know, but that's because you're an economist, and that's my point. I think the average person shouldn't get hung up on that.
Right. I think you're right, because you got to look at both sides of it. You got to look at the labor force participation, you know, so on and so on. But I think the number to look at is more employment overall. So
Yeah.
So, you know, what's the direction in terms of jobs? Are they being starting to be created and so on? So I think we're starting, when you get a look, again, look at the household survey. It's different than the payroll survey, and you kind of look at both and find some middle ground. But my point is, at least there's a little bit of a glimmer there. Now, again, I am not out there saying this is going to be a robust, solid recovery. I think it's going to be very uneven, and I think it's going to be overall, when you average it out, it's going to be rather lackluster compared to what we
over what, the next year you're talking.
Well, yeah, I hate to say this, but I think it's going to be uneven, and a lot of questions looming as long as we are in the current climate on the policy front.
Uncertain, the uncertain policy period.
It's not just that it's uncertain, but yes, but if we have any certainty, it's not good certainty.
The certainty that we think we might be getting, we don't like.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Yeah. Yep. And that's something that Washington doesn't seem to be getting these days, is it?
Well, they're oblivious to it. I mean, they think that they're actually, you know, the one people calling the shots either think that, well, these policies don't matter. They won't hurt the economy, or they're pushing agendas that they think are actually helping.
They actually don't understand that just talking about these unpopular policies is hurting the economy. They don't get that yet, do they?
Oh no, and you know what? We had a glaring example of that. I mean, we can go back to the previous administration at the end with the whole credit mess,
the TARP fund.
Right, and they just started saying that the world was coming to an end, and everybody said, oh, my goodness, the world's coming to an end. We're going to move off to the sidelines. So it very much matters what they say.
Yeah, and that's something I'm not happy about us for, Ray, that we let them do that, that we let them influence us like that.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We've got to, don't we have to take that back, Ray? Isn't it time to take that back and quit being so beholden to the whims and the frivolity of Washington? I mean, don't we need to start saying, wait a minute, we're the people who really run this country? It irritates me to say we need to get the president back to running the country. The president doesn't run the country; he runs the government.
Oh, absolutely right.
You hear that all the time, don't you? He runs the country. He doesn't run the country. You and I run the country.
Right, or you'll hear, well, how many jobs did the president create? They don't create any jobs. Absolutely correct.
And my little outburst there is irrespective of party. Has nothing to do with Democrats or Republicans. Again, I say again, I'm talking about the political class. And what you and I are complicit in this, folks. As we start demanding more of these people, why doesn't somebody do something about this? Well, guess what, folks? That's our job. We're supposed to do something about this, whatever that is. Tintail, stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Where did the hour go, folks? It flies when you're having fun. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm glad you're here. Ray Keating is our guest. He's with SBE Council, Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, sbecouncil.org. Ray, tell us about SBE Council.
We're a small business membership group, got more than 70,000 members across the country, and we work on policy issues from A to Z that affect entrepreneurs, small businesses, the economy in general, federal issues, state issues. So if you go to our website, sbecouncil.org, you'll get the full rundown, and there's always something new there, and you can link over to our blog. And obviously we're working hot, going hot on healthcare and tax issues and energy issues. All those things are there, and you can get up to speed on everything that's going on.
You know, when Karen is here, I always say pound for pound, nobody works harder for small business than SBE Council. But Ray, you're kind of like me. It kind of loses the effect I can't say that about you and me as much.
What are you trying to say about my waistline?
No, I'm just saying Karen's a very slight lady, you know. I wasn't saying anything about you, Ray.
Well, hey, you would be accurate if you were.
Hey, Ray, Ray's like me. He's a little horizontally challenged. Ray, What about...
Can I use that? I like that. Yeah. I'm not overweight. I'm horizontally challenged.
That's exactly right. What about... What advice do you have for small business owners right now?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, number one, obviously all the things that you need to do for your business in this environment is, you know, critical, and everything's magnified in terms of what's going on in the economy. But I'll tell you, my advice is, pay attention to what's going on in Washington right now. You know, you just said we don't want them running things. Well, they're trying to run things.
Yeah, they're trying to take over things.
Yeah, you need to weigh in as a business owner. You've got employees. You carry greater weight when you contact your congressman, your senator, so on. So weigh in. I mean, I know it's difficult to carve out the time, but if you can, you know, you can say, listen, you know, these tax increases that are coming to... dumb idea. You know, this government takeover of healthcare, dumb idea. Why are you considering energy policies that are going to drive up the cost of energy? Weigh in. It makes a difference. It really
but Ray,
does.
All right. So, Ray, now, all right, and typically, what you just said is a reaction that someone would have if they were leaning toward the Republicans. But can we trust the Republicans, Ray, to follow through? Can we, if a small business owner doesn't like the current healthcare system, doesn't like cap and trade, et cetera, et cetera. Is the Republican Party in a place where we feel like we can trust them with our politics, or you know, do we need to be thinking independent somehow?
Well, I don't trust any politicians. I mean, that's kind of where I come
that's
from.
That's pretty safe. But is that a fair question?
Well, it is. I mean, because, you know, quite frankly, you have to go candidate by candidate, and what are they saying and what are they doing? And some candidates are rock solid, whether they be from a business perspective, whether they be a Republican or Democrat, and some of them not so much. So I think you just have to, you know, look at who's your representative, look at the challengers, find out what they're saying, and you know what? Go with the one that makes the most sense, and if they fall down, then you know what? Then you have to choose somebody new the next time. But I think right now it's interesting. I just finished a piece that'll be published next week, my column, and it's not really, right now, when you look at health care or energy or taxes, it's not necessarily Democrats versus Republicans. It's the leadership right now in Congress, which are Democrats, and the leadership in the White House, Democrats, but it's them against common sense economics on these issues. You know what I mean? It's not... I understand the politics, Democrats versus Republicans, but these are direct challenges to economics 101.
This is what's gotten a lot of people. A lot of people are scratching their head over this, aren't they?
Oh, you know, I'm teaching a public sector economics course right now, and last night we went through healthcare economics, and by the end of the class, you know, most of them were all sitting there scratching their heads, like, "Well, why are they doing this?"
And yeah. It's like, "Well, why are they doing this, Ray?"
I didn't have the answer last night, Jim. Oh. It goes again. You know, when you're talking about common sense economics and what works and what doesn't, the only answer you can come up with that it's driven by ideology
and control.
Right, absolutely.
Here's the thing. Healthcare reform stopped being about reform about a year ago, if it ever was. And it's been pretty transparent in the last 6 to 8 months that it's pretty unambiguous that it's not about reform, it's about control.
Well, I think you're right, but it's a faith in government, ultimately.
Yeah,
they
yeah,
think
yeah.
government can do it. And you know what? Just a real quick note. This is not new. I mean, this debate started in the 1930s.
And it's the political class. It's the political class perspective, not just Republican or Democrat.
Absolutely.
It really is.
Yep.
Hey, Ray, thanks for being here. Good job today.
I appreciate it, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Ray Keating, ladies and gentlemen, SBEcouncil.org. Check him out when you get a chance. A lot of good stuff there. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you today, seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.